Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2016. To do its job, the IRS has to collect and keep a variety of sensitive information about taxpayers. But how does it make sure this information is secure? A team led by Greg Wilshusen, a director in GAO's Information Technology team, recently reviewed how IRS protects your personal and financial information. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Greg to talk about what they found.
I just filed my tax returns a couple of weeks ago. Can you tell me what kinds of information is the IRS collecting from taxpayers?
Well, Jacques, the IRS collects a veritable treasure trove of information on taxpayers. It includes their name, address, social security numbers, as well as the information on individuals' tax returns, such as their income levels, their sources of income, and other deductions and stock transactions that may be reported on an individual's tax return. But it's also what businesses and their employers and their stock brokers and others may send to the IRS as well.
Now, your report talks about information security controls. What exactly are these, and in a perfect world, what kinds of controls would the IRS have to protect taxpayer data?
There are a number of different types of information security controls, and these include logical and access security controls, configuration management, and continuity of operations plans. These controls are designed and intended to help assure that appropriate restrictions are placed on data so that they're not accessed by unauthorized individuals. And they also help to assure that physical access to resources and facilities is adequately protected.
Okay, so these controls are making me a little more comfortable, but how well is the IRS doing at implementing these kinds of controls?
Well, IRS does a fair job in implementing some of them, but what we have found is that there are a number of weaknesses in the controls that IRS implements over its taxpayer and financial systems. For example, their password controls and passwords were easily guessable on a number of systems that we looked at, including that they were not encrypted on 11 of the 14 systems that we examined. Also, configuration management controls such as installing patches where it's not being performed in a timely manner. We also found to its benefit that IRS generally did perform risk assessments and tested its contingency plans on a regular basis. But we also found that IRS did not adequately track security awareness training for its contractors. And this is important because IRS relies to a great extent on contractors to perform some of its IT services.
So it sounds like IRS is taking a number of steps and has a number of things in place, but there are some definite holes that can create vulnerabilities. And there seems to be a theme that there are things in place, but they don't go as far as they need to really get these under control. And you also talked about in the report some systematic management challenges at IRS that may be leading to some of that. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Sure. Those systematic and management-related issues pertain to a number of things. For example, some of IRS's policies and procedures were out of date and no longer reflected the current environment, as well as its system security plans. So there increases the risk that the controls in place may not be the appropriate given the current environment. We also found that IRS did not perform comprehensive tests and evaluations of its information security controls. And this is vitally important because this control helps IRS to identify vulnerabilities that they can then take action on. But in comparing our tests and the results from our procedures, we found a number of vulnerabilities to IRS systems that IRS did not identify and was unaware of. And another key programmatic shortfall with IRS is its process for implementing remedial actions to correct known vulnerabilities in a timely manner. This past year, IRS corrected about 21 of the 70 outstanding recommendations and findings that we have previously reported. And it had also indicated that it had actually closed 28 of those prior findings. But when we conducted our test, we found that nine, nearly a third of the findings and recommendations that we previously made that IRS believed it had closed were still open. In this report, we are making 44 additional recommendations, which will help IRS have a path forward, if you will, in order to take corrective actions on these weaknesses and vulnerabilities that we identified. But it will be up to IRS to adequately and effectively implement those recommendations. And that's something we'll be looking at next year when we look at IRS's procedures once again.
Well, I'll definitely be interested, and I'd hope that we'll have some good news on that front. Finally, for people who have recently filed taxes or about to get their returns in, what's the bottom line of this report?
Well, the bottom line is that IRS has made progress in implementing security over its systems that process financial data and taxpayer information. However, a number of vulnerabilities and weaknesses that we identified unnecessarily increase the risk that that data could be compromised either through unauthorized access and disclosure or alteration or possibly even destruction. And so the bottom line, I guess, once again, for all the listeners is to be sure to file your taxes and IRS will hopefully take better care of them.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.